Although surveys indicate that more Americans favor conservation over increased production, American consumers are using record amounts of energy. Driving habits are one reason. Half the vehicles sold in this country are now light trucks or SUVs. The fuel economy of the U.S. fleet has now dropped to the lowest since 1980. Another reason is that in recent years, electricity consumption has surged, and more of that power is being used by people at home. NPR's Kathleen Schalk explains where all that electricity is going.
Before World War II, industry consumed a big chunk of the nation's electricity, more than homes, offices, and all other buildings combined. Edward Baer was growing up in Brooklyn during those years. Jazz was in the air, and Baer was a big fan.
My favorites then and now are Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. I got some chances to listen to it, but this was on the radio at times when my parents weren't at home, usually.
The radio was one of just a handful of household appliances back then. A refrigerator kept the food cold, but there was no AC. Baer remembers one night when the temperature in his room got up to 95 degrees. People had various strategies for coping with the heat.
They stayed out late at night. And this is true in other parts of New York, in Harlem, for instance. People stayed out late. They didn't even try to sleep at an early hour. And of course, some people in New York slept in Central Park.
A lot has changed since then. In the second half of the 20th century, the consumption of electricity in the U.S. has surged 7 times faster than the population, and homes are now the biggest single user. That's mainly because we have so many more things that plug in. Air conditioners are just one example. Robert Latta manages the Department of Energy's Residential Energy Consumption Survey. He says 2 decades ago, fewer than a quarter of homes had central AC. Now nearly half do, and many of the rest have window units.
Central air conditioning is becoming standard around the country, and not only are people more likely to have air conditioning than they used to, the people who have it are using it more often. Over the sequence of the surveys, we've noticed that a higher percentage of people are now saying they just turn it on all summer long.
Today's new houses are nearly twice the size of homes built in the 1950s. That means more lighting and lots more room for appliances.
You want to talk about electricity, we have recessed lighting, and there's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lights in the ceiling for just this room alone.
This is Karen Cutchin's home in Potomac, Maryland.
Ready, set, go!
This is our Pokemon Nintendo with the off-road racing feature game on it that my son loves to play.
There are 7 TVs in all, and the house is totally wired for sound.
We have a CD player, a tuner, and then I have satellite TV receivers, and then we have 4 amplifiers and a tape deck. So right now, which it's always on, you're looking at 10 pieces of equipment just for the music in the house that is constantly running or in a standby mode at all times.
There's a 50-gallon jacuzzi and 2 giant electric hot water heaters.
We never run out of hot water in here in the house. The dual units, is you have to have it in the house this size, no question about it.
There's the refrigerator in the kitchen and the other one in the basement.
We use it basically for storage of bulk items. I'm a Costco fan. Extra gallons of milk, sodas, juices, also popsicles in the freezer and ice creams, etc.
Refrigerators are the leading consumers of electricity in American homes. That's because just about everyone has one. Fortunately, they're getting a lot more efficient. Steve Nadel is executive director of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
The new refrigerators now probably use close to a quarter of the electricity of the old ones.
The problem is that rather than getting rid of the old refrigerators, many people do stick them in the basement or garage. After refrigerators, the biggest power users are air conditioning, electric space heating, and water heating. In homes that have them, Nadel says, electric heat and hot water can be very pricey.
After space heating, water heating is probably the next biggest energy use in the home. Most homeowners don't realize that, but water heating can be a quarter or more of the electricity use.
Then there are all those other lesser appliances. They can really add up, according to Steve Rosenstock of the Edison Electric Institute. That's the private utilities trade association.
Appliances in the home used about 43% of the electricity in the average U.S. home. That's cooking equipment, TVs, freezers, clothes dryers, computers, printers, rechargeable cordless telephones. All of the appliances that we all take for granted that are using electricity are using more and more electricity in the homes.
Many of these newer gizmos use electricity even when they're turned off, according to Robert Latta of the Department of Energy.
The problem is that if you have a remote control, when you push the button on the remote control, something on the other hand has to be waiting for that signal to turn the TV on. And it's not only TVs, it's VCRs, it's stereos, it's garage door openers, it's just about everything.
According to some estimates, as much as 9% of all the electricity consumed in homes is simply leaking away. That's the same amount it takes to keep the lights on in all the homes in the country. Still, if you want to conserve energy, lighting is one place to start. Switching from incandescent bulbs to compact fluorescent ones can help. Latta says these bulbs are getting easier to use.
They used to be big and bulky and they wouldn't fit in your sockets, or you couldn't put them where you had a lampshade. Now, the last ones I've looked at, they're smaller, they're cheaper.
And they generate the same amount of light using as little as a quarter of the electricity. You can also save money by replacing an electric hot water heater with a gas one. Tom Feiler is managing director of the Rocky Mountain Institute.
If you have an electric water heater and you have gas service to your home, it makes sense to switch tomorrow.
A new washer can use 40% less hot water and electricity and spin clothes faster, so they spend less time in the electric dryer.
The problem is that most people don't buy new water heaters and don't buy new air conditioners and don't buy refrigerators until the old ones break.
New energy-efficient equipment can pay for itself many times over, but most people won't invest in it unless they can make their money back in 2.5 years or less. Often it takes longer than that. A report by 5 national laboratories, funded by the Department of Energy, estimates that an aggressive government-led conservation program could slash the growth in electricity demand by between 20% and 47%. But without government rebates, incentives, and research, proponents of conservation say it won't happen. In fact, if production booms and the real cost of buying electricity goes down, Americans are likely to find even more ways to use it. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.